This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Ronald Galehouse, G-A-L-E-H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth is May 18th, 1956. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Galehouse, who was actually a former patient of this practice, who started seeing us in 2017 because he had a left nephrectomy secondary to kidney cancer. And he was followed and had lab studies done regularly, every 3 to 6 months. Creatinine levels ranged between 1.0 and 1.5 during those years. Last time he was seen in this practice was 2019. In February, and then he canceled the follow-up appointment in August and did not reschedule and got lost to follow-up at that time. He states that he actually lost his health insurance, so he waited until he has health insurance currently. Also, he was hospitalized with some acute shortness of breath. This was in January of 2026. And had an acute kidney injury secondary to IV contrast exposure and possibly prostate enlargement problems. He was started on Flomax 0.4 milligram daily in the hospital, and that does help him empty his bladder well without hesitancy and without having to return to the bathroom within 2 to 3 minutes to urinate more. So he requests a refill of the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, which will be provided. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, and he is feeling much better at this point. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have dyspnea with exertion, but that is stable and not changed. And none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He feels like, as if he emptied his urine, his bladder, much better when he was taking the Flomax, and he did run out and it became more difficult, so we are going to refill that. And he does have stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, he's on Effexor 75 milligram daily, Synthroid 100 microgram daily, Trazodone 100 milligram at bedtime, Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram at bedtime. Lasix is 40 milligram daily if needed for edema. He's not taking it every day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. He has a budesonide and formoterol inhaler that he uses twice a day, and the Flomax is 0.4 milligram once daily, which we will refill. Physical exam, his height is 69 inches, weight 379 pounds, pulse is 75, blood pressure is 138 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds due to his weight. Abdomen obese, non-tender, and he has noted edema with compression stockings on both lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 30th, about 2 weeks after discharge from the hospital, 2026. Creatinine was back to baseline at 1.19, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.2, sodium 142, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 32, hemoglobin was 13.8, white count 11.6, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, unilateral right kidney after the left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. 2, stage 2 chronic kidney disease back to baseline, and 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and we are refilling the Flomax 0.4 milligram once daily. We've asked him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and an order was sent to the lab in Alma, and follow his low-salt diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.